Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here and bring up whatever you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
By the way, we've been doing things kind of different here for the last month on Free Talk Live, and I think it's gone very, very well. It is more than just an experiment. It's a direction we decided to go in that I think was the right direction to go, which was we got rid of two whole breaks per hour. So we now have more time to, you know, get deeper into subjects and talk to callers and guests and things like that. And I think it's been a tremendous success. But that's not all. We also finally have the Odyssey chat room. This is a recent development within the last couple of days. Now they have the pop-out option for the Odyssey chat room. So one of the problems before was, you know, we got a lot going on here in the studio. It's hard to have a whole window up with the video feed on it and everything. But now that they have just the chat room, you can just pop out. I've got that chat room popped out, so we can now see that in the studio. So anybody that's sending messages on the Odyssey video platform, we're going to be able to see those.
Nice.
It may not be at the instant you send it, but when we look over at the window, we'll know what you said. We don't monitor any of the other platforms, by the way. We're still on Twitch. We're currently banned on YouTube again for the next 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah, we're on our second strike. And so what that...
You must have told the truth about something.
We played the Project Veritas video last week.
Oh, no wonder. Yeah.
They knocked
us
out.
They hate that kind of truth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're scum, YouTube, if you're listening.
Yeah. I actually told them, because when you get a strike on YouTube, they have you go through, like, you know, some screens that show you the alleged violating video and the alleged reason why it was violating, which was, of course, quote-unquote medical misinformation. But it was the one where we played the Project Veritas video and talked about
and
that.
And the amazing thing about that is the guy who said that the vaccine didn't work, as I recall, was the Pfizer guy, wasn't it?
I don't know if he came right out and said that. But the guy, I mean, the focus of that video series was a guy from Pfizer who was coming out and saying that they were manipulating the virus in order to create new iterations of it. Gain of function wasn't the term he used. I think he used the term directed evolution.
Yeah, instead. Directed evolution.
Yeah.
Which is exactly the same thing.
Right. And then, of course, there was the follow-up video where they confronted him in the restaurant and he flipped out and grabbed the iPad and smashed it. And
that was crazy.
Yeah,
I could not believe it. Do you know that guy's a doctor?
He is. Apparently a urologist.
Piss poor self-control on that urologist.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, even doctors can get angry and scared, right? Like, he had that moment, that realization of, oh, my God, what have I done? And had to deal with that while being confronted on video. It's probably not
an
easy thing.
You just expect a doctor and hope that a doctor can stay calm in a crisis, because what happens when he has to treat people in a bad situation,
yeah.
I think research might be the right area of work for him if he can get over being a mad scientist.
So that was what they banned us for on YouTube. And since we're talking about it, we can play the latest video that they got where, I don't know if you've seen the follow-up to the follow-up where...
When he's talking about menstrual cycles?
Yes, yes, that one. Yeah, so that's their new one that's come out. We'll play that for you coming up here in a moment.
And that's important, especially because that was one of the things that people said, hey, my menstrual cycles are all messed up. I mean, right. Women, of course. And after taking the vaccine, and everybody said, oh, you're insane. You're a conspiracy theorist. How somebody's menstrual cycles can be construed as a conspiracy, I don't know. But...
Yeah, so that's why we got the strike. It was because of that episode. We had already had one strike back in January as mm-hmm. well. And the way this works is they give you a certain deadline that says, for the first one we got in January was 1 week, you can't stream, you can't upload videos, etc. And then so after that week, we continued streaming. Mm-hmm. But when you get the second strike, it goes to 2 weeks. But the thing is, the strike doesn't expire for 3 more months. And so what would happen would be is if we continued streaming after 2 weeks and got a third strike, they would completely terminate and delete all the videos, terminate the channel, delete all the videos. Mm-hmm. So in order to avoid that happening, because we do, you know, have, I don't know, a couple thousand videos or whatever on YouTube. And
now, are all of those backed up to
Odyssey?
No,
yeah,
good,
Odyssey.
Good.
But still, I mean, just to avoid the deletion of the channel. We're just not going to stream for a few months, and then we'll come mm-hmm. back once the strikes have been removed. That way we can sort of safely receive another 2 strikes before we have to go off for 3 more months.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the ridiculousness over there. So yeah, we don't monitor the YouTube chat. We don't monitor the Twitch chat or any of the other. We're on like 12 different video streaming platforms. You can see them all if you go to video.lrn.fm. That'll take you to the list of all the different platforms we're on. But the one that we care about, the one that we like the most, is Odyssey. And so we will be we'll be keeping an eye on the chat there. Since we talked about the Pfizer video and this guy Jordan, who was the character, the doctor, the executive at Pfizer, what was his role? Dr. Jordan Walker, director of worldwide research and development, strategic operations at Pfizer. So they added some more. To the fire here, more fuel to the fire from this guy. This was a clip that they had not aired yet, so they put out the info they put out last week, mm-hmm. and they got I think it was like 30 million views or something like that mm-hmm. on Twitter alone, because every other platform has banned the videos from Project Veritas mm-hmm. on this topic. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all banned. They're now threatening Project Veritas to completely delete their channel and ban them forever.
Mm-hmm. Well,
this.
Project Veritas does have an Odyssey account.
Oh, good.
If that
good.
Happens, and when, usually, like, if I'm going to post a link to a YouTube video, I'll generally check Odyssey first mm-hmm. and see if it's there, and if it is, I'll prefer
post
to
that one.
Post the Odyssey video.
Nice. So they got another clip with this guy. So this is from one of the dates that he was on with the Project Veritas undercover.
I'll tell you the one thing I don't like about Project Veritas, which is I think that if they're going to do that kind of journalism, they should release the unedited transcripts, redacting only those things that would, like anything that would identify the interviewer, he's no longer useful. But I would really, I mean, there in all of the really incriminating things that he said, you know, they're pretty good about getting the whole idea out. But it's just better evidence if you release unedited videos.
Right. That way, no one can claim, oh, well, you edited out this part or that part or whatever. You're like, well, here's the whole thing. In case you want to watch it.
Like, if I was going to do an edited show, I would probably upload the raw video and just tell the guy who was editing it, well, get it from Odyssey, edit it, and then upload the result. But then if people want to know more, or they want to get context, or they don't like my interpretation of something that somebody said, they can see the whole video.
So here is their edited video, but it's, you know, still interesting, so we're still going to share it for you. The latest.
It's certainly worth having because nobody else is doing they're the only true journalists in America except for, you know, a few people like, what's that guy? I love this guy, but I always forget his name. He was with Dash for a while. Now he does Sovereign Media.
Oh, yeah. Ben Swan.
Ben Swan, yes.
Yeah. He's still out there.
He's still out there. His name escapes me all the time.
I don't think he's been doing much in the way of reporting recently. I think he's been focusing more on blockchain stuff. Like, he launched I believe he launched his own blockchain, but I haven't been following.
Really?
Yeah. The last time I saw him at a conference, he was promoting this thing that he was doing. And, of course, now I can't use cryptocurrency anymore, so, like, I don't really get to evaluate new things like that to any extent. But, yeah, I'm sure we'll hear from him again in the future. All right, so here's the guy, Jordan from Pfizer, rambling on about the things they're doing, specifically regarding women's menstrual cycles and the COVID-19 vaccination. Here it is from Project Veritas.
So, tell me more, like, what's developing with the whole, you know, virus mutation process?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're still kind of conducting the experiments on it, but... It seems like from what I've heard, they're kind of optimizing it, but they're going slow. They were very cautious, like, you know.
Right.
I don't want to kind of accelerate it too much.
Yeah.
But I think they're also just trying to do it as an exploratory thing, because you obviously don't want to advertise that you're kind of putting out future mutations.
How would the research study be delayed for COVID stuff? Like,
well, not for COVID specifically. So, like, now we're basically focusing on mRNA beyond COVID. So, okay. A lot of forward-looking research studies, we've got to make sure they're on track and things like that.
So, what is RNA going to be used for in the future?
Lots of stuff. Like,
he talks really fast. He said, mm-hmm. I can't tell you because you can't release it to this guy, which is a weird thing to say.
Yeah, it's not something I would say to a date.
Yeah.
Or somebody that I didn't know was interviewing me who actually was. That's quite a coincidence.
Yeah, and I mean, the guy is asking some pretty serious questions here, and they definitely sound like interview-oriented questions. So, like, you know, how this guy could have been so unaware that he was being probed by this person, it's just amazing.
He was aware of the fear because every, mm-hmm. like, every one of the massively corrupt, evil big tech companies is telling their employees, and he even says at the beginning of the first video, you're not Project Veritas, are you?
Or, he didn't use those words, he explained that sort of thing had been happening, and he was aware of those things.
Yeah.
Did
you see the cartoon of him?
No.
Oh, it was, I think it might have been the Babylon Bee, but it might have been Freedom Tunes also.
Like an animated cartoon or a...
Yeah, it was in an animation, and they just have him saying, let me tell you about all the illegal things I'm doing.
Well, and the interesting thing was during the second video where they confronted him, he tried to play it off like he was lying to impress his date, mm-hmm. as though all of these things he's talking about with Pfizer doing... You know, the mm-hmm. gain-of-function research, possibly, you know, investigating women, as you're going to learn here in just a moment, women fertility issues, you know, that this is somehow just all a bunch of, you know, him puffing up his chest, that it's all mm-hmm. nonsense, that it's all fake. I mean, it just makes no sense. Why would anyone lie about these things?
Well, when I want to impress a date, I always tell her I'm doing research that might cause the extinction of the human race, you know. Just... I mean, what's more alpha than that?
That'll turn her on for sure, right? All right, so here's more.
Wait, why not? Now, come on, I feel like there's, you know, it's just going to be like, what, for flu? Right.
It'll be for other things, too. There's a whole list of things we're developing it for.
So. Just to clarify, he's referring to mRNA further research. So as he's going to admit here in a moment, it's not all about just COVID. They've got a lot of things planned, but they want to use this technology to modify people's RNA, their genes, basically.
And that's something they've been open about before. And one of the things that really concerned me about this... about this vaccine was they say it's just a platform. You can run like an operating system for a computer. You can run different programs on it. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't want that hanging around in my bloodstream waiting to be programmed.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they say it goes away, but how do I know? I wouldn't know what to look for even if I had a microscope and a blood sample.
Yeah, it's scary stuff.
Yeah, not just for viruses. We're applying it for, like, oncology. Well, I'm less certain about the oncology prospects, so we're doing it for, like, gene editing. Like, wait, yeah.
Wow.
The portfolio has moved beyond, or at least they...
Oncologists treat cancer, if you don't know that.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Currently, our focus area is moving on COVID.
Yeah.
Like, now they have, like, a dedicated COVID-19 team who just keeps out on that.
Right.
And so the company has focused on, like, okay, now where are we going to use this technology in the future? Because that's what we, that's what's coming out now. Like,
right.
Like, nobody's just showing up.
Right. Like, is Pfizer going to be held liable for, like, any of these vaccine injuries that have happened?
Now, that is a very interesting question, especially with respect to this menstrual cycle stuff, because my understanding is that there's one exception to the liability shield, which is that they're not liable, or they could become liable if they commit fraud. I've been told that. I don't know that it's true. Obviously, I haven't read the thing. And
you mean like if they say it's safe and then people die? I mean, what kind of fraud?
Well, the more specific, the better. If they have made any responses to people's concerns about menstrual cycles and it turns out that they internally knew that that was false, because you have to prove not that somebody was wrong, but that they were lying. But if internal memos say one thing and the external organs are saying something else, that could be a loophole. And if they are found liable, they could cease to exist as a company.
We'll get to the answer to that question here in a moment, but your calls are coming in. We're going to go to the phones here. The number is 603-283-6160, whether you want to weigh in on the Pfizer undercover videos from Project Veritas that we've been sharing with you here, or whatever's on your mind. Renee is on the line in Louisiana. Go ahead, Renee.
Yeah, I mean, you came up with a good subject right there. The thing is, like the plastic industry, the pharmaceuticals in America's cartelish. I don't know how much they monopolize the business. They have lots of money, lots of people they help out for politics. And
lots of patents and copyrights.
Plastics.
So then the government will help you monopolize.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm also concerned about it's being proven again and again that some plastics around our food and water contribute to cancer, like clear plastic, microplastics. And I wonder if they could tackle the plastic cartel, because we used to have most foodstuffs in metal and glass, which I assume is pretty healthy compared to plastic. After all, plastic's a byproduct of petroleum.
That is true.
Stuff you put in cars after you process it, gasoline.
Yeah, yep. That's true.
You could also make it out of hemp, though. There's lots of hemp plastics that biodegrade over time, but they're...
Are those purported to have the same negative effects of the petroleum-based stuff?
I have not been told that specifically, but just due to the nature of the two things, one comes from a living plant, a recently deceased plant. The other has been underground for millions of years, and so I would suspect that the toxins in oil, or at least a lot of the toxins in oil, are just things that, I mean, they're not actually part of the petroleum, they're just stuff that was in the ground in that particular neighborhood. Go ahead, bro.
Might I add one more thing?
Yes, sir.
My concern is the nature of China these days. They're very hot into, like, a big corporation, a big, greedy, profitable corporation, into information sharing. That thing about that balloon, if China does nothing, they could give it to the Iranians, the Pakistanis, the drug cartels, everybody else that wants a little piece of America, like Batman gone to hell, and all the bad guys want a piece of him because now he's no longer the top dog. That's what's going to happen.
How do we get from the Chinese balloon to Batman? I missed the connection there.
Well, Batman, like America, is the theoretical good guy. Well, it'd be like Batman on the bad day. Maybe he's drinking too much today. He has a hangover, and Joker and all the other bad guys jump on him with all this information.
Well, I would say that... When the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, One of the admirals said that I fear that all we have accomplished is to awaken a sleeping giant and fill him with a terrible resolve. And I would say that they also filled him with a case of insomnia and a raging psychosis to go with that. So I have to push back a little bit on the suggestion that our government is the, or the government that claims to own us is the good guys.
Definitely. Thank you, Renee, for the call.
That said, you know, they might not be as evil as China. It's hard to know. I'd have to find out.
I don't want to live under China, you know, to find out the hard way.
I sure as hell don't want to live under the Chinese government or any near approximation of it.
Thank you for the call tonight. I mean, the fact is, if you cross the Chinese government, they're going to come after you. And if you cross the U.S. government, they're going to come after you, too. I mean, which one of them is going to torture you more while you're in prison? Who knows?
Yeah.
But it's going to be ugly any way you slice it. Anytime you disagree with the state and you do it publicly, they're going to have something to do to you. They're going to come up with something. And maybe in China they can disappear you a little more easily than they can in the United States. But I think the difference is really only in degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they're certainly not making life easy on you and I and the rest of the Crypto mm-hmm. Six and anybody else that is in the crypto industry right now. Julian Assange, of course, who's never even mm-hmm. set foot inside the United States, but yet they're trying to extract him from the UK to prosecute him and put him away in a prison cell for the rest of his life for simply reporting mm-hmm. the truth. So I mean,
or just keep him in a prison cell in the UK for the rest of his life.
They're up to 10 years now.
Yeah.
He's been unfree to leave the UK for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And he's been in, I think, the Belmarsh maximum security prison for the last several years of that 10 years.
Well, you know, you got to expect that kind of thing when you tell the truth, because
right.
truth is treason in the empire of lies.
Right. And look, I mean, China isn't trying to extract somebody over to China right now. I mean, they would, I'm sure, given the opportunity.
Oh, they've actually been setting up police substations
right,
all
yeah.
over the world for,
including New
for
York.
Just that, and a lot of cases to threaten people. Well, this is what we're going to do to your family back home
sure.
if you don't come back.
Yeah, they're ugly too. There's no doubt about it. And I've actually had another story here about the United States tonight and going after a guy. He was... Or is he Russian? The story is from Fox Business, and it's of a company I'd never even heard of called Bitslato. Have you ever heard of these guys?
No.
It's spelled Bitzlato, one word, Bitzlato. And it's not like a lottery, it's just a weird name. Russian national Anatoly Legkodumov has been charged with conducting an unlicensed money-transmitting business. They announced the arrest of the Russian executive accused of running a cryptocurrency exchange that facilitated illicit transactions involving drugs and money laundering. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco held a press conference with federal prosecutors announcing the arrest of Bitslato Limited founder and majority owner Anatoly Legodimov in Miami on Tuesday. He's a Russian national who lives in China, but apparently they somehow got him. He is accused of transporting and transmitting illicit funds and facilitating other crimes in cryptocurrency transactions with Hydra Market, which was an underground drug market, as I understand it. We'll tell you a little bit more about what happened to him. To this point, he's not facing as many charges as the Crypto 6 did. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You're USA News Update. The White House says the Chinese balloon moving over the continental United States is a clear violation of American sovereignty. Montana GOP Senator Steve Daines was angry that the White House never informed him about the Chinese spy balloon flying over his state.
We had Montanans calling our office saying they're seeing the balloon in the sky. And in fact, we got a lot of Montanans that said, is it okay if I take a shot at it?
The White House says the military didn't shoot the balloon down over concerns falling debris could hurt people on the ground. The Treasury Department is expanding its definition of an SUV to make more electric vehicles eligible for tax credits. The rule change will now make some crossover vehicles that share similar features of an SUV eligible for the $7,500 credit. The NFL says there were 149 concussions during this past regular season. That's a jump of 18%. Dave Collins, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features there. We have archives and more. All of them are free, unlike a lot of talk radio shows that want to charge you for access to their site. So enjoy at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we're going to get back into the video, the latest video. Well, there's actually two that came out within the last 24 hours from Pfizer, Project Veritas in regards to the Pfizer.
Accidentally
situation.
From Pfizer.
Yes. Unintended.
With love.
So it is more with the Pfizer executive that they outed last week. He had more to say. They held back on this one, and it's about women's fertility and the vaccine possibly causing issues with that. We'll play more of that coming up here in a moment, but your calls here. First, we go to your phones, your phone calls here. We've got Rob. He's in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, so, you know, a couple of weeks ago, there was this police beating over in down in Tennessee, and they beat this guy to death. Did you know that the day before that there was a police shooting in southeast L.A. County, where this guy was in a wheelchair. He was an amputee.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
The guy with the knife.
He shot and killed this guy the day before.
Yeah.
And it's like you never got any recognition.
Yeah, he was in a wheelchair.
Right.
He had lost his legs being beaten by police in Texas. So he fled to California.
Oh,
they found him in California. They'd already beaten him half to death. His legs were already dead. They found him in Florida, and they finished the job.
Did you see the video from this? I did. I only saw an initial clip where they're kind of chasing him. He's on the side of a road, it looked like, and he appears to have been wielding a knife, but he was running away from the cops. He kind of turned around, and then the clip cut off, so I didn't see the actual...
He was running?
Well, escaping. He was attempting to escape from them. He was rolling himself or whatever.
So he was in his chair.
I believe he was in a chair, yeah. Did you see, is there more to that video, Rob? Does it actually show the killing of this man, the shooting? Because the one I saw cut off.
I don't think it has officially came out, but I could be wrong. But it was the day before the Tennessee one, so chances are it may not be fully out yet. But if once it gets more recognition, then I'm sure it will be, you know. I mean, it's, again, it's another one of those deadly, disturbing things that, I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah. It just happens over and over.
Yeah,
and it'll keep happening over and over until something is done about this situation with a one-size-fits-all monopoly on violence known as the government police department. I mean, these people have no accountability for their actions. One step in the right direction would be to actually get rid of qualified immunity so individual officers can actually be sued for the actions that they take. And that may change how many of them approach situations like this.
Yeah. Well, as Frederick Douglass said, power concedes nothing without a demand. If you want to know the level of injustice which will be practiced against any given population, see what they will bear without fighting back or somehow fighting back. That drifted into paraphrase, sorry.
All right, so I misrecalled what I'd seen here. He is actually walking away from the police in this video. He's out of the chair. They're on the side of a road, on a sidewalk somewhere. Two officers are pursuing him slowly because he's, you know, a stumpy guy, right? Like, he can't move too fast.
Right.
But he's moving as fast as he can to get away from the officers in the two different video clips that I've been able to see. But neither of the clips shows the sort of the finishing of how this situation ends. He is wielding a knife. He turns towards the officers at one point as he's sort of looking back to, I don't know, yell at them or see what's going on behind him. But he doesn't seem to be menacing them in any sort of significant way. From what I understand, the officers claimed they were afraid that he would throw the knife at them.
Well, then why did they chase after him if they were afraid?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's a great point. Rob, thank you. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. If you guys have been following this case closely, it's apparently Los Angeles police here. The gentleman, a 36-year-old father of two, police shot him took at least 8 shots at the man in this case, and he died on the scene. The claim is the suspect attempted to throw the butcher knife at the officers again. How do you do it more than once?
I don't know. Maybe that's what he did in Texas.
At which time an officer...
And they beat his legs off somehow.
I mean, look, unless you are a professional knife thrower, unless you have done training with throwing knives, you are going to fail. Like, it is not like some sort of movie where you can just whip a blade at somebody and have it just slide straight into their body and easy connect and, like, puncture them. Like, 99% of the time, it's probably going to go flip in the wind. It's not going to make it to where it's going to go. A butcher's knife isn't a throwing knife.
Yeah, but throwing knives are very carefully balanced.
Right.
They have to be symmetrical.
Yeah, this thing is not going to hit. If it does hit the officer, it's probably just going to hit them flat. it's not going to be a danger in any way, shape, or form.
You do more damage throwing a hammer at them.
Absolutely. But that is what they needed to justify shooting and killing the guy. Now, look, I mean, I'm not saying he was in the right to be brandishing a butcher's knife and when dealing with the police at all. That's probably going to set the cops off. I mean,
yeah, if you're
going to
fight the cops, you better have a gun.
Let's go to the phones here. Ricky is in the Commonwealth, Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Thank you there, Brother Ian. Well, it's really interesting. It's funny because I just started seeing this new girl, you know, and I took her out to Billy's Diner today. And it's funny because we started talking, and actually she's the one with me talking with me to pick tonight's topic.
Okay.
So basically, here's how it goes. Now, she's 36 years old. She has a bachelor's degree in sociology and criminal justice, you know. And what I find fascinating about this is we were talking about this. So here's where it goes. In my case, take the public school system. And this is in the news now. And it's ironic because I came home, turned on the TV, and it's on the damn news, you know? So when I entered school, I'm 49 years old, you know? They didn't have all this money back then, you know? And to my remembering, when I went into going to kindergarten, I was already at a second grade level, you know?
Okay.
And my early years in elementary school, I remember it very well. Did they talk about history? Yeah, here and there. Now, I already was at a second grade level, and I accelerated past that as I went on. But as to my remembering in school, they did talk about history somewhat. They talked about the founding fathers a little bit. You know, you got basic math, all that crap, you know. But they did talk about the Underground Railroad later on. At some point, Martin Luther King came out.
Yep.
But to my experience, it was balanced. Little bit of this, little bit of that. But in my case, they wanted twice. They wanted to skip me ahead in grades. Early on, they wanted to skip me right into the second grade. My parents said no. Later on, they wanted to do it again. I said no. You know? So it was balanced. Now, let's get on to this slavery topic. Now, that's in the news. Now, as far
why
as
is it in the news?
Black History Month.
Well, because of DeSantos down in Florida. And it's spreading all over the place now.
What is?
You know. And now my answer?
Ricky, what is spreading all over the place?
What they're calling Black History, which basically equates to slavery. That's what it's coming down to for the most part.
Yeah, now, slavery, Jim Crow, the civil rights movement.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. But see, here's my answer. Anything I learned on my own, no thanks to the public school system. If I would have relied on what they would have taught me, I would know nothing, you know? And as far as slavery goes, are we going to spend all this time talking about it? Shouldn't people be talking about this amongst themselves and learning about it? I mean, it would be, as far as I see it, an unnecessary waste of time. Shouldn't the parents be teaching this?
Okay, hold on. I just want to understand what you're saying here. You're saying that you don't think slavery, or rather chapters about slavery or information in regards to that time frame, should be taught in school? Is that what you're saying?
I think it should be purely optional. If it wants to be, if it's offered later on in school, in high school.
Don't you think that's one of the most important kind of aspects of the American history? One of the most critical and sad times for American history? Shouldn't people be aware of that?
I think they can be. And the fact of the matter is, if you're going to be, if they're going to start talking about it, you got to tell the whole truth, then nothing but the truth.
Okay, what would that be?
We don't want to talk about that.
And I agree with you. You should definitely tell the whole truth. So, and there's no doubt the government is going to leave out parts of any given story that may not make it look good. So what would it that, you know, if you were to restore the so-called whole truth here, what would you like to hear restored? What's the whole truth?
Well, I can give you a couple quick points.
Yeah, okay.
Point number one. The North had more slaves than the South because they had twice as many people. That's point number one. Point number two, you know, one of the things that's coming out of Florida, and they're talking about people being sold on an auction block, and same with another state. Now, the problem with this is reality is most people that were at the time of the Civil War anyways, by that time, were already free people. And they were under contract. And when your contract was up, you could go. But there's nowhere to go. Martin Luther King, in fact, spoke about it, because that was Martin Luther King Day recently. He pointed out, at the end of the Civil War, they hang these people out to dry, and they say to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. He says, how can somebody pull themselves up by their bootstraps with no boot?
You but know, yet they did. I mean, in a lot of cases, if you look at Black Wall Street, for example, if you look at Rosewood, Florida, speaking of Florida, those are both towns that were black towns mm-hmm. that became extremely prosperous and successful.
So then people
came in and burned them down.
Yeah, well, that's right. I'll totally disagree with that. But so did everybody else, for that matter. You know, so it's not. And there's other big points. The contract issue. Now, what people forget is that's still going on. I'll give you a perfect example. It was back in 2015. Now, this is probably a lot more going on, but here's a celebrated case. Microsoft, they wanted a guy that was under contract to another company. It wasn't Apple. It was somebody else. He was a software programmer. And they wanted him bad, and he was under contract. Well, first thing Microsoft offers to do is they said, we'll buy out his contract. They said, no, we can't do that. He's ours. Okay, fine. So they come back with another offer. They say to the company, we'll buy out his contract, and we'll give you a bunch of money. Not him, them. So they say, no, thank you. He's under contract to us. He's ours. The third time they come by, they wanted this guy real bad for whatever reason. They offer all of that plus a bunch more money. I forget what the number was, but it was a ridiculous number. And their answer was, if you want him, take him. So that man was sold. He was under contract and sold. It's no different than somebody.
He was not sold.
Auction block being sold.
I would not say that he was sold in the sense that a slave is sold, because
it's different.
He continued to own himself. There was there's nothing that they can do. I know of one case where people tried to quit their job and were told, you can't do that, by a court. And these were nurses who tried to quit. I think they were here on H-1B-1 visas, which is an employer-sponsored visa, and they were at first told, well, you can't quit and go to this other company by the court, but I think that was later reversed. So it's not anywhere near chattel slavery. The thing about contracts, I mean, there were indentured servants. There may have even been some black indentured servants, although the indentured servants that I'm aware of were mostly like Irish and Scottish and that kind of thing. But it definitely wasn't the same thing as slavery, because an indentured servant is, as he was saying about people under contract, that they chose to enter into.
Right.
And
I don't have any problem with that.
They're not property. Their contract ends eventually.
Right. And I don't have any problem with the idea of indentured servitude, because that is something that the individual chose for themselves, but the slave did not choose. That is the key difference between those things.
Well, there were free slaves, Ian.
Slaves?
Well, there were slaves who became manumitted or freed either on their master's death. There were slaves who bought themselves out of slavery by earning money on the side. But imagine that, having to pay somebody for your own body. I mean, I guess that still exists, because if you want to stop paying U.S. taxes, you have to buy yourself back from the government. Yeah. It costs thousands of dollars.
Ricky, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So I was telling you briefly about this Bitslotto, this guy from Russia that got snatched up by the United States government. He's being charged with apparently running an unlicensed money transmitting service, which is a similar charge to what they hit us with at the Crypto 6, which I've been found guilty of, among other things for me. Bislotto is accused of transporting and transmitting illicit funds and facilitating other crimes in cryptocurrency transactions with Hydra Market, which Department of Justice officials described as, quote, an anonymous illicit online marketplace for narcotics, stolen financial information, fraudulent ID documents, and money laundering services. That was.
I think I've used those. I think I used them. If it's the same place, I think I used them a couple years ago or maybe a year ago.
And money laundering services, it was the largest
before the arrest
and longest running darknet market in the world. Today, the Department of Justice dealt a significant blow to the crypto crime ecosystem, stated their goon. She said further, overnight, the department worked with key partners here and abroad to disrupt Bislotto, the China-based money laundering engine that fueled a high-tech axis of crypto crime, and to arrest its founder, Russian national Anatoly Legkodomov. In a criminal complaint unsealed last week, Department of Justice officials alleged the Hydra Market users exchanged more than $700 million in cryptocurrency with Bislotto before Hydra Market was shut down by U.S. and German law enforcement in April of 2022. Bislotto also received more than $15 million in ransomware proceeds, according to the complaint. He and his managers are accused of knowing about criminal activity, including drug trafficking conducted on the exchange, acknowledging that the company handled so-called dirty money. Though the company denied servicing U.S. customers, court documents allege
there is no money dirtier than the U.S. dollar. I'm sorry.
They allege that Bislotto did substantial business with U.S.-based customers and advised users they could transfer funds from U.S. financial institutions. If convicted, he faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison.
Wow. And that's kind of amazing that you know, they're less fascist in Russia than...
Well, this is the U.S.
Oh, it's in the U.S.
He's a Russian
charged?
National who lives in China, but they somehow got him over here into the U.S. I don't know if he had come for a visit, or it doesn't explain the circumstances on how they captured him, per se.
Mm-hmm.
But they got him somehow, and now he's facing 5 years. And they say they may bring additional charges, so-called down the line, on him, probably if he doesn't take a plea deal, would be my guess. But I'm facing 20 years in prison on eight different counts that they convicted me of at trial, and they never accused me of defrauding anyone.
Every single Satoshi that was sold was delivered.
Indeed, yeah. They never accused me of defrauding anyone, and they certainly didn't accuse me of, you know, international money laundering or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They did accuse me of conspiracy to money launder for wire fraudsters, even though they presented no evidence of any sort of a conspiracy. Basically, their theory was, well, because you didn't, they said you should have known. You should have known that you were being used by criminals for wire fraud. These wire fraudsters were taking advantage of these elderly women. You should have known because the customers were elderly, and you should have known because they had bad grammar. That's basically what it what their argument boiled down to.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Grammar's got bad grammar.
Oh, and because you were advertising you respected privacy. Because you were advertising you respected privacy, that meant you wanted illegal people to do business with you. And it's just ridiculous.
Wow.
But the jury bought it. So anyway, going on here, the final tough talk from the Department of Justice spokes bureaucrat, quote, today's actions send a clear message. Whether you break our laws from China or Europe, or abuse our financial system from a tropical island, you can expect to answer for your crimes inside a United States courtroom, she said.
Because one country rules the whole world now.
Yeah.
Now,
that's what you can take away from this. Yeah. They can come get you wherever you are.
Mm-hmm. Now, question for you. If you don't mind, I assume you're up to date on Library Coin.
Yeah, I was at their hearing this week.
I talked to Jeremy on Twitter.
We had him on Tuesday night.
The other day, and he told me that the judge had reversed the decision that they were a security somehow, but it but other people said they're still losing the case, so I'm unclear on exactly what the status of library is. Could you update me?
So reverse would not be the correct terminology here. What happened was the judge made clear or clarified his ruling in the case in library, which found that the library token was a security as promoted. So the judge clarified that the token itself is not a security, and that was how it was misinterpreted by a lot of people, understandably, because that's how it sounded.
Right.
But he's saying if you have the library token and you sell it on the secondary market, that is not a security by itself. He's saying what made it a security in this circumstance, in the circumstance of the case, was that the allegation is that library somehow, in some way, and I don't know all the allegations in the case, but at some point, supposedly, someone connected with library said, hey, if you buy this token, we're going to work hard to make sure it goes up in value. And so, so promoting the idea that the thing could go up in value is what made it a security, according to the judge. Even though library appeared to try to avoid doing that, somebody somewhere must have said something, allegedly. That's what some of the case was supposedly about. And that was enough for them to say, oh, you're promoting this as a security. So it wasn't that library's token is per se a security. It is that only when it's promoted as though it could be a security, is it a security, if that makes any sense whatsoever.
That's interesting. Now, does that limit the scope of, if he was only talking, for example, if he was having a private conversation with a customer or a potential investor, and that investor threw in $100,000 based on this one guy's comments, then I would think that would be the limit of the scope of the it's a security part of what was going on. Because they certainly didn't market it, they didn't market it as an investor on Odyssey, as an investment on Odyssey.
No, they
marketed it as a way to pay for Odyssey service.
Yeah, and again, I never saw it marketed as an investment, but apparently the allegations were somewhere that somebody did. Someone at library allegedly suggested it somewhere. I did not get to see the actual trial. In fact, there wasn't a trial. It was all...
it was a summary judgment.
Yeah, summary judgment. Decided before a trial. So I didn't get to see all of the arguments or whatever, but somebody found like a Reddit post by someone, or it was something like that. Just ridiculous. But anyway, that's the big news, is that if you have library tokens and you sell them on the secondary market at an exchange or to an individual, you're not doing securities.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.